Hey guys, it's Amanda with the Uncomfortable Soul. Okay, so this is just gonna be like a little mini episode again. I don't want to call it an antsy rant. Maybe I'll call it an antsy rant. Why am I gonna call it that? I mean, it is a rant. But you know what? Please hold. Okay, so I actually just looked up what antsy and rant means, and antsy is like part of it is passionate and excited, and then rant is like sharing in a like at length and wild, which I think is hilarious. So whatever, it doesn't matter. This is an antsy rant. Let me tell you what we're gonna antsy rant about today. So I have been doing a ton of work of like, I don't want to call it like manifesting, but I have been trying to change my life on a foundational level to help me make my outsides reflect what my insides do, right? And like, I come from a family, I don't want to call it like lower class or whatever, but like, we struggled with money growing up. And, you know, we didn't have a childhood home growing up, and we didn't have a farm. And so, what I want my adult life to look like is like slow, family based, natural based. I want to farm with animals. I want to teach my kid how to like be a human by doing human things and like showing him how to run a farm and learning myself and showing him how to run a business and like all these things. And so over the last year, because we were like trying to buy a house, all these things. Over the last year, what I've learned is that I had to change what I put out into the world to be able to make my outsides look like my insides, right? Because I'm constantly like evaluating like these people with money, like how are they doing it? Why do they have this and it's just normal to them? Like all of the things I've learned about manifesting is that these people just say these things and then they believe it and then they move forward and it happens. And I just like always felt so different. Like I thought that I must just be born different. Like I'm made of different things than these people that have nice things. Like I always just felt like it was a different fucking human race than me. Like I never thought that these things like were within reach for me. And okay, this is going to be wild, but just come with me on this little trip. So what happened was, we're going to skip forward. So what happened was, I made a comment on TikTok. It was on this video and I went to write out the comment and then I wasn't going to. And then I was like, because I had that fear of like, oh, what if I sound stupid? And so I almost didn't post it. I ended up just posting it. It was like a funny comment, whatever. The video went viral and the comment went viral. And what had happened was, there's over like 200,000 reactions to this comment that I posted on TikTok. And I knew that it was significant for that to happen because for me, it was just showing me that these things that I don't think are within my reach are literally within my reach. And it's not about me being good enough to get them, if that makes sense. Like, I almost feel like the world is like an algorithm, and I just need to get into the vibration and then let the organized chaos take over for that to happen, right? Because like, I almost didn't post this comment, and it was just like, it's literally about a dog, and I just commented on it like, she doesn't even know why she's awake. That's it. That's the comment. She doesn't even know why she's awake. And it was a month ago, and I'm still getting likes on the comment. And so at any point in time, anything I do can take off like that, even when I'm not meaning to do it. It's just about me like being authentic, right? Is I feel like that's what it boils down to, is that I just need to focus on being authentic. Okay, so now all of this is coming forward, right? So I am making decisions today based on my authenticness more than I ever have before. And it started with a couple weeks ago, a certain situation happened, and I reacted in a sane way. And I have video of me reacting in a sane way. And I watched the video and I was like, that's you, Amanda. You did that. You chose to be sane through the situation, which is like, great. I love that. Go, Amanda. Be sane. But I didn't think that was within my grasp. So, anyways, because I acted sane in this situation, it's going to end up paying like hardcore for me. Do you want to say hi? Say hi. Okay, so I do have a guest on this podcast today, and it is my child who just wants to be heard. Okay, so, anyways, so why am I sharing all of this? Because a couple weeks ago, when that happened, I realized that I was reacting in insane ways. And I can feel it, right? Like, I can feel that my outsides are starting to match my insides. And so we're trying to find this house, right? Like we're trying to manifest or whatever the house that we want and we know is right for us, and it's going to like be where we're able to get these things done that we want to do, like the farm and all of these things. So I learned this thing that when you're getting close to manifesting what you want, shit hits the fan. And some people see it as a test. I don't believe that the universe tests me. I believe that the universe gives me opportunities to continue to choose to live the way that I want to. But I feel like if I call it a test, then if I fail, the universe will take something from me. And I don't think that that's what it is. I think that when these opportunities come up where I have opportunities for growth, I just have an opportunity to get to a deeper level of understanding. I don't think anything will be taken from me if I don't quote unquote pass the test. Okay, so anyways, so the test is that's happening is everything's breaking. Like everything's breaking, right? Like we are having to work on our cars, both cars a lot than we've had to in years. And I woke up this morning and our furnace isn't working, which is like such a blessing because we rent, right? And I knew last night, I thought it was gonna be the fridge. I felt like something big was going to happen where something was gonna stop working. Okay, so the furnace isn't our responsibility to fix, whatever. The landlord will do it when the landlord does it. And we have heaters, you know, so we'll be fine. It's not that cold out. But the point is that like I remember the furnace going out when I was a kid and it was a hot mess. And I have seen just recently multiple people have their furnace stop working and they go into panic and they're like, oh my God, this is happening, and blah, blah, blah. And for me, that's how I used to react. And I feel like for me, it was coming from a not enough mindset. Like there's not enough. So now I have to panic because all this money has to go out to fix this thing and blah, blah, blah. Whereas like as we're pouring this money into the cars, I'm like, yeah, of course, because there has to be an energy exchange. I'm giving to the car and then the car gives to me by keeping me safe and taking me places and all of these things. And I'm super curious to see how loud you can hear Liam in the background when you re-listen to this. So anyways, the point is that 6 months ago, 3 months ago, probably even, if all of this stuff started happening at once in my head, I would have been like, you are being punished. You're doing something wrong. You got so close to manifesting again, and then you just threw it away because you made this decision or that decision. Whereas today, I'm just like, nope. No, these things just happen. Like things have to break down to be able to bring in new. And every new challenge I get today, I'm just like, wow, what a beautiful opportunity to move forward rather than I'm bad. And it's coming with like unpacking a lot of shame that just is not my shame to carry, you know? So either way, that's the rant. The rant is, I don't know. The gist of it, to wrap it up, is I used to feel like things happened to me, and now I feel like things are happening for me. I don't feel like my higher power takes from me. My higher power gives me more opportunities to grow. So yeah, unclear why I felt the need to record this. I'm going to definitely release it, even though there's a new episode coming out tomorrow. So yeah, that's it. We got episodes on episodes. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You know, every time somebody reaches out and they're like, hey, I loved this about the podcast or this about the podcast, two things happen. One, I'm shooketh that people are listening. I try to be mindful of what I say on the podcast of like, oh, I'm shooketh that people are listening. Like, because I don't want to put the energy out there that I don't think I'm worthy of listening to, because I do. I listen back to these recordings a lot and I get a lot out of it, and not from a place of like, I'm so helpful, but from a place of like, this is a form of meditation for me. You know, like, and I started doing this about a year ago where I would put the voice record on my phone and I would just record me talking. And, you know, there's different things behind it, different theories as to why it's so helpful. Like, recording it helps ground it, and like, same thing with like journaling. So either way, it just means a lot when people are like, hey, this was helpful. Because as much as I'm doing this so other people don't feel alone, because I want other people to hear the stories, and so when they're experiencing it, they're like, oh, I'm not alone. But it's nice for me to like hear that I'm not alone. So yeah, if you want to share this with friends or like whatever, that would be super helpful. I'm not trying, oh, there we go again, of like, I felt the need to like disclose, like, I'm not trying to make $1 million on this. Like, I'm not trying to, but I also am so sick of trying to put my own outcomes on things of being like, oh, well, I want this to happen or not this to happen. Like, I want to live in the fucking day. I'm going to record this podcast because I felt fucking moved to. I'm going to record this episode because I felt moved to. And then I'm going to release it because I fucking felt moved to. So, yeah, thanks, guys, just for everything you do. Thanks.